Hey everybody, this is Robin Harris. I am an activist, a political candidate here in Orlando, Florida, and also a revolutionary. And as you know, I'm kind of new to the podcast world, so we're going to try to see if this one is going to be considered the first one or kind of like the first one. My very first one that I did do, I think about a week ago, I do see where I can enhance because I would like to do this more often. So today, I did not want today to end without making some type of a statement about the current events that are happening, unfortunately happening in Palestine, and kind of show some connections as to why we as local activists, local representatives should be an outrage or should be on the lookout for how these things mirror our communities. So as you know, right now Israel has attacked the Palestinian people. This is on the heels of President Trump relocating the capital. I can't even really say those words clearly without feeling some type of emotions or knots in my stomach, but Jerusalem, that whole catastrophe, and the Palestinian people are rising up. They're being denied food, they're being executed, they're being raped, pillaged, I mean, all those things, and that alone has those similar undertones of what these African people is what we remember happening. We went through years of slavery of that, and food denial, water denial, and all those things. And I guess to fast forward, the most recent things I begin to think about when these things were taking place and listening to the news is remembering that during the riots and uprising in Ferguson back in 2014, when Michael Brown was executed by policemen there in St. Louis, in Ferguson, that whole area there, you know that that shooting led to his death, his untimely death. He was, I think, 18 or 19 years old. He was unarmed, and they kind of left him in the streets. And the people responded. The people responded. Nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed of. They responded. There's a lot of talk about rioting and looting. It kind of shows where the mentality of people are. Anytime that we value property over life, we're in a sad situation. And so looting is not about, or rioting is not about just people being wild or wilding out. They're making a statement. They're making a statement again about that life should be valued more than property. So during the whole time, those protests, military style policing teams, they were sent out, and they fired rubber bullets at the crowds of people, and they tear gassed them. And I'll never forget, I think the hashtag that came from Gaza was I think it said something like Palestine to Ferguson. And they begin to give them advice on how to survive such attacks, because they were used to it. They've been there. They knew what it was like to be unarmed and tear gassed and met with military style like treatment. And I always thought that was such an amazing effort, such an amazing stance of solidarity. When that happened, and it always stuck with me. As a matter of fact, I guess it was 2014 later on, or 2015, when I went to New York to the Left Forum, and when I walked into the, I believe that was the John Jay Justice think that was the right, I may have the wrong college. But when I walked inside, I was met by a, which I didn't know then, but a young Palestinian guy by the name of Iyad. And as soon as Iyad met me, he put a stole around me and it said, "Free Palestine." And he began to talk to me as if he knew, had known me for years. And I'll be very honest, that's how the whole Palestinian, movement or their struggle became real to me. And so now, as I'm saying, I think that, of course, it happened before the Mike Brown situation, but it became real to me. It became organic. And he shared about the food deserts and the water denial by the government, and it all just became it became life to me. And so what's happening now is it saddens my heart that Israel has attacked, has murdered the Palestinian people. And if many of you don't know or not aware, Senator Bill Nelson, you know, he made a tweet on yesterday celebrating maybe not so much the actual event, but celebrating the move, and very distasteful upon the heels of this in light of everything that's going on. But we can't be moved. And there are a lot of people that were surprised, but Bill Nelson has never struck me as some left person or some revolutionary thinker. He's always been, in my words, a Dixiecrat. So, but his tweet of support was very inflammatory and very disappointing. It didn't alarm me, but it did sicken me. And we have to say, we have to put this on record, that we would be hypocritical if we don't note, if we don't say that the U.S. is responsible for this. Trump and his latest move and his withdrawal from the Iranian deal. I mean, all those things just kind of perpetuate these types of actions. So I condemn Israeli state violence. And we also have to point out that the United States supplied weapons. Because if you remember, or if you're not aware of, there were also the Palestinian people pointed out that the same manufacturing company that was used, that the tear gas, the manufacturing company that manufactured the tear gas, those bombs or types of ammunition, that company, that same manufacturing company that was used to tear gas them was also the same kind that was used in Ferguson and probably pretty much elsewhere that where people are tear gassed. It's probably the same company. And that's a whole different conversation too. We need to start linking in and having discourse and conversations about the links and why should I, a black woman living in Orlando, Florida, Orange County, even care about that? I mean, there are many reasons why to care, but we have to come against this, the rape, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing, the theft of land. I mean, all these, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, this is what the United States did to our indigenous brothers, the first people, brothers and sisters. So this is this imperialism, this colonialism, we just keep seeing it. And what's happened, what the U.S. has done repeatedly is violate international law. And so I condemn that, and I appreciate those who stand with me and condemn that as well. And so why am I outraged? Why am I even thinking about this? So let's think about it. I'm going to bring up two examples, and then I'm going to end, and hopefully someone will have something to say, or you can hit me up, you can inbox me. But more recently, I think last week, Orlando Police Department fired inside of a vehicle to shoplifting suspects in one person is, as a result, is dead. And so their property was invaded. Again, that whole property life, property over life. Maybe there was $300 worth of property stolen from a store. And so as a result, I guess they thought they were armed and dangerous, but no one in the vehicle had a weapon on them. But one person is dead, and he is a person of color. And as you know, beforehand, about a week before that, Mr. James Bowdy was executed by Orange County Sheriff's Department. He also was unarmed, because they haven't said anything otherwise. He was unarmed, and the Sheriff Department, they hunted him down, and they too recklessly shot amongst dwellers, occupants, people having a good time in their occupied spaces, also in their front yards, in their backyards, children, elders sitting around laughing and talking in Orange County, recklessly terrorized a predominantly black neighborhood. And so we understand, because that was ruthless. It was, again, reckless. It's a type of ethnic cleansing. It's a type of genocide, because what happens, these types of things, so it appears that needs to happen because these people are dangerous, they begin to experience more gentrification. And so I also call for the demand the immediate withdrawal of armed officers to release themselves from our neighborhoods. This military style occupation, that we will not call you unless we need you. And so there's a call from me, for other people that are listening, that are moved, that we will take back our neighborhoods one block at a time. And we will begin to take back our land one block at a time. And so it may not be to the mass level of treatment that's going on in Gaza, but we understand what it's like for military style treatment to happen upon our bodies, to be assaulted for just this recklessness. And, you know, if we don't begin to rise up and stand, this type of thing will keep happening, and it could get to this level, because these folks are doing it, and they do this in the name of God, in the name of peace. You know, there's a bunch of Christians that are also celebrating this horrific act. They think it's a fulfilled prophecy, and my background, of course, is the church. So there's nothing that I'm trying to say in an ugly way, but I will say this, that through my quest, having these questions, and on my journey, that I understand that everything Christian is not Christ. That's also a whole nother episode, but everything Christian is not Christ. So therefore I stand with the Palestinian people. I stand on the side of that which is not, that may not be Christian, but I stand on the side of peace, and I stand on the side of humanity, and I stand on the side that condemns these attacks and the violation of international law by Israel and the United States. What do you think? Tell me what you think.